WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Trump is getting ready for his close-up in the Capitol Rotunda. He'll begin his day with a prayer service at St. John's Episcopal Church, then have tea with the Bidens at the White House before his swearing-in at noon indoors because of the bitter cold. Last night, Mr. Trump held a rally at the Capitol One Arena.
We built a new American majority that will lead our country to unparalleled success for generations to come. That's what we want to do.
He says he'll waste no time getting to work today. Correspondent Jared Hill is at the Capitol.
Trump plans to sign around 200 executive orders after he's sworn in, ranging from diversity hiring programs to oil drilling and immigration. Trump is also expected to launch a series of immigration raids in cities across the country this week.
Mr. Trump will also take on foreign trading partners. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump is determined to impose tariffs on China and possibly Mexico and Canada, ignoring the warnings of many economists that doing so could cause economic damage. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Once they were imposed, there is not only the fear of the economic impact occurring immediately, but then, of course, retaliation on the part of those countries which are targeted.
The president-elect says he plans to issue an executive order today that will allow TikTok more time to find a buyer.
So they'll have a partner, the United States, and they'll have a lot of bidders, and the United States will do what we call a joint venture. And there's no risk. We're not putting up any money. All we're doing is giving them the approval.
The Chinese-owned app came back hours after it voluntarily went dark in the U.S. just before a ban kicked in yesterday morning. Hospital officials in Tel Aviv say the three hostages who were reunited with their families yesterday are in a good state. Large crowds gathered to welcome the 90 Palestinian prisoners released into the West Bank. As for the fighting, Israeli government spokesman David Mensa.
It's a temporary ceasefire. We all want it to endure and to sustain itself. But if our hostages are not being returned, both President Trump and President Biden have both given their full backing for Israel's right to return to the fighting.
30 other living hostages are scheduled to be freed every 7 days. A new round of powerful Santa Ana winds is expected to sweep through parts of Southern California, devastated by this month's wildfires. CBS's Larry Seward is in Los Angeles.
There are evacuees that are in places where they potentially are looking at having to move again to protect whatever they have left, as well as their own lives.
S&P futures up 59. Dow futures ahead, 334. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers.
I got to give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots. You know, they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That cold weather advisory continues today. Partly cloudy, 5 below for a high with a wind chill minus 25 to minus 35. Tonight, down to 19 below with a wind chill to minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 2 below zero. We do warm up. By Wednesday, we'll get to 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Dom Salvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, it's Inauguration Day. Tune in to hear some historical context and perspective from our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning, 6:06 on this Monday morning, January 20th, 2025. And it is an amazingly, ridiculously cold day to have you here up north from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, on the app, by podcast, or watching us on social media. And if you were watching us on social media about 5 minutes ago, when we started the little live stream here on video, you would have seen me in full winter gear, jacket, scarf, the whole works, because I waited till the last possible moment to take out the trash. And it is just, it's disgusting out there. It's actually, I shouldn't even make fun of it. It is dangerous out there right now. A lot of schools in our part of the state have closed or delayed. Be sure you check locally for your conditions. And if you or any kids or anybody have to go outside, take it very seriously, because these wind chills are nothing to mess around with. It's not like the wind is howling, but it doesn't take much wind with temperatures this cold to really make things dangerous. It is 16 below zero here in Chippewa Falls right now with a wind chill of minus 31. The cold spot in the state right now is Hayward. It is 27 below zero. The wind chill is minus 37. But even in places that, you know, compare well temperature-wise, still quite a wind chill. It's 18 below in Amory. Wausau is at minus 15. La Crosse, 6 below. Wisconsin Rapids, 14 below. The wind chill is 29 below. Somebody, Green Bay, only single digits below zero at minus 7. But the wind chill is still 26 below. Madison's minus 5, Waukesha minus 8, and at Radio Park in Racine, it is 3 below, but still take it seriously because the wind chill there in Racine is 19 below, where we find Greg Bach resplendent in a t-shirt, as usual, because he is to Radio Park in Racine what Bud Grant was to the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, I believe he coached some of those games at Metropolitan Stadium shirtless. That's just the kind of hearty Midwestern stock Greg Bach comes from. How do you feel out there, Mr. Bach?
I hate this. This is cold and cold, yes. And cold and so deeply ungodly cold that it just, you walk outside immediately, your skin starts to get cold and your pants start to get cold, and then your cold pants meet your cold skin and you're like, this is awful. And I have a mustache, so I'm like, ah, I'm in hell. Oh.
that compounds it all. Tony says it's a sweltering 13 below in Ashland right now. Alicia says, I don't believe the thermometer. It's just too cold, whatever it is. And Tony adds, you immediately feel it in your lungs when you breathe in.
Yep.
And it's true. And I will publicly again thank Christina Laurie. We'll hear from her tomorrow. But she, when I heard that kind of knitting and crocheting was kind of coming back into style, that more younger people were doing it.
Gravacore.
I thought, I don't know if that's really true. I don't care. I'm glad it is because Christina made the most wonderful scarf for me, and it felt nice. So toasty. And everybody at North News has a little hand knit scarf. It's just wonderful. You're going to need it. You're going to need whatever is out there. But Greg's at Radio Park in Racine, as I mentioned, and now I know where I can see the room because I was there on Friday.
You were.
At Radio Park. I see where the door, I know where the hallway is and everything. It's such a different when you have somebody's bearings now.
I could have just told you this whole time I'm in one room. There's only one room here, and I'm in it.
Yeah, you could have, but no, it's quite the complex of little radio studios and little offices. And it was nice to get all of the talk show hosts and producers together. Because, and I know you're saying to yourself, hey, Pat, you normally tell us what's coming up on the show today. Well, I think we all know what's coming up today.
Yeah.
It's not just an extreme cold warning. It's not just the Martin Luther King holiday, but it's also Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C., which is why part of why we gathered in Racine on Friday was to talk a bit about, how do we cover the Trump administration as progressives without sounding like a broken record. And one person in the room mentioned an egg timer, saying, well, look, let's just talk about Trump for a set of time. Maybe it's the 8-minute segment and you set a timer. When it dings, you're done.
Yeah.
I decided to come up with the swear jar that you can mention Trump once. And after that, you got to put, especially since I have one already. I have a little jar here. It says cussing jar on it. One of those things you pick up at a gift shop someplace.
Yeah. Normally got the old cussing jar out there.
Yep. Normally it holds our spare change, but this is going to be my reminder that there's more going on in the world than just the latest, whatever Donald Trump says.
Yeah.
Now, I will say I'm not going to put that swear jar into effect until Wednesday, because obviously today we're talking about the inauguration and tomorrow we're talking about what all he said or what all he did. I think today could be very busy and not in a great way. But then after that, we've got to settle down here, and we will. And I'll talk more about that in just a bit. But, it's going to be a non-typical day. It already is weather-wise, but news events make this not typical for us today. We're just going to have to cope with it.
Yep, we're going to have to do what you always do in cold weather. We're going to have to hunker down.
And, I like that.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say, when you shook the cussing jar, it just sounds like you and Dr. Kreitler are just swearing it up like pirates.
In the old... I actually have, this is all of our spare change, obviously, but I have a story behind this, which will involve wagering.
At
one of the places where we like to watch Packer games, there's a game where everybody kicks in a quarter whenever there's a penalty flag thrown on the screen, no matter which team. And then all those quarters go in a pitcher and then, they draw and somebody went. And at the last game, somebody in this household might have won a pitcher of quarters. So we're going to go play a lot of Galaga later on and Space Invaders.
Wow.
Ms. Pac-Man. We're heading to the arcade later to celebrate that. No, so that's all that is. So, but yeah, you're right. We hunker down is really the right way to put it for this day. The cold weather. The inauguration itself apparently has been scaled way back because of cold weather.
Yeah.
But I'm also hearing, that it actually wasn't that bad out there, and how much of it is because the crowds, we would again have the crowd size debate, I guess is what I'm saying. And that this is a convenient reason not to have to deal with it. It's a sultry 25 above right now in Washington, D.C. 25 above. That's not a problem, it will be windy. There will be a wind chill. And a whole lot of people who supported Trump and wanted to go see him in D.C. are not going to see him.
They're because unhappy.
Everything's been moved. Yeah. everything it endures. Roger on Facebook. I'm going to need a bulk mayonnaise jar for my cussing jar. Yep. I like that. Alicia says the managers at work all came in early and started all the trucks to warm them up for us. Yeah. Oh, nice. Hey, nice managers there. See? And that's what we got to remind ourselves. They're still good out there. They're still good people doing good things. And we get to talk about them. We get to do that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice part of
our
job. That's
something we need to highlight. We need to highlight the good because there are still wonderful, great people out there. And that's important.
Did you get a little time off this weekend?
Yesterday. I had yesterday off, which was wonderful. Woke up late. And by late for me is 8:30. And we just kind of sat later. So here's something weird. So there was a TV show called Broadchurch from England with David Tennant. It was like a crime mystery show, went for 3 series. But then they tried to remake it in America called Grace Point. Okay. And with David Tennant, but surrounded by American stars. And so I was talking about, Grace Point, it wasn't that good. And they tried doing it, it only lasted a season. And so Bridget looked it up and she's like, well, I want to hear David Tennant's American accent. Mm-hmm. And we watched the entire thing. It wasn't good, but we just kept like, you want to keep going? Okay. And we just kept going.
It's like the review of the restaurant, the food's no good. And the portions are so small. It's kind of that old thing. We started a new show, new to us, last night as well, because for 2 years in a row now, has it been 3 years in a row that Hacks with Gene Smart has been winning awards?
Yes.
And now that we are, we finished Shrinking, it'll be a long time before season 3 comes out. And I, again, highly recommend Shrinking with Harrison Ford. Super good. But we thought, well, Gene Smart's racking up. So what is it about just all these old fogies like us, Harrison Ford, Gene Smart, and others are winning the awards for comedy because they can still do it. And so we gave that a go. We watched the first 2 episodes. And we had to remind ourselves that, like Shrinking, like that show you don't like me to describe with Eugene Levy on there, Eugene Levy, and others, it takes a couple of episodes because to set up the story, it might be a little more darker or confrontational than the rest of the series turns out to be. Ted Lasso was another one. It's just kind of like, oh, this is so over the top, the premise. I'm not sure I buy into it. And of course, by the 3rd episode or 4th episode, you're in. So we're going to do the same with Hacks because, again, it's been well recognized. And you can see how maybe these guys are going to gel in the show and turn into something. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping so because, a story about an old comedian in Vegas, that's right up my alley. All it needs is the Brat Pack now.
I think you're going to like it. It is. I think maybe Jane Mantonere's favorite show. You can actually probably bring it up with her today.
Oh, I believe it.
She loves that show.
Yes. Oh, that makes total sense. Well, we will bring that up with her because we'll talk to her coming up at the later stages of the program today around 7:50. We should have Kristen Lyerly returning at 6:30 after a couple of weeks off for little well-deserved vacation time in the tropics. And isn't this something to come back to after you've been gone for a while? So we'll talk to her. Selena Heller will be along as well. And throughout the show, you can join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Like Tony and Alicia, you can either fax us, you can use the Civic Media app to, did I say fax? To text
yep,
us.
You did. You did.
Talking about the old folks, and you can also attach a note to that carrier pigeon and say, fly to YouTube and put a comment on there.
Go to their local Western Union, request their mimeograph machine, and send us a note.
Well, aren't we off to a stellar start this morning? It is just about 6:19. We'll pause here, and we will talk more about today's ongoing events next. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and you're up north.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
The snow is snowing. The wind is blowing. But I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got
Greg to keep me warm. That and a hot plate for my coffee cup here. That's just going to have to do the trick. So,
folks who don't know this, like when we got on this morning, Pat was wearing a big old jacket and glasses. His glasses are fogged up. My first thought was, did your furnace break?
I could, you know, it does. It's getting older, and it does occasionally skip a bit. It sometimes takes a little bit to fire up. Yeah. And it, but not to that point. Yeah. Not yet anyway, thankfully. But again, we're joking about it now, but if you got to go outside, do take it easy out there. Speaking of weather, and Roger mentions this on Facebook, and he includes a link as well. He says, did you know Allen Media is laying off its local meteorologists? Now, Allen Media is the group owned by billionaire Byron Allen, the comedian turned billionaire, a line you thought you'd never hear in Western civilization. And we mentioned that, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Laying off all kinds of anchors and reporters at Channel 9 in Wausau, 18 in Eau Claire, 19 in La Crosse, stations all across the country. And now they're laying off the meteorologists, many, if not all of them, because Byron Allen also owns the Weather Channel. And so at his stations, your local weather is now going to come from Atlanta. Don't get me wrong. They're good people at the Weather Channel. You know, they're trained. They're scientists and everything. But yeah. I don't believe that somebody, especially when there's, you know, severe weather or anything else, I don't believe somebody 1,000 miles away is going to give you the better local forecast. I just don't. It's kind of, we talk about AI, you know, taking over everything. This is in that same vein. It's like, yeah, you don't need the real authentic thing here. We'll give you this person speaking in an Atlanta accent and you'll love it. It'll be great, darling.
Oh, it's going to be 6 below. Oh my God. What are you going to do with yourself?
I would die.
Oh my Lord. I'm going to, the vapors just thinking about it. It just goes along. I mean, Pat, you know this better than I do, and than a lot of people. Like you worked in news, and we're seeing cuts in newscasting, weather reporting. Newspapers are being gutted left and right. I mean, it's they're scooping out everything they think is unnecessary. That's a quote unquote to me, and replacing it with just, you know, Just write an article. Hey, you live in New Jersey. Write this article for California, or yeah. let AI do something about it. That's fine. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? And we're losing all of these great local papers, and the national papers aren't faring much better anyways.
No, they're not faring well. And look, maybe some people would suspect that, oh, well, I mean, everybody's just watching their screens anyway and things. I mean, Alicia notes that apparently TikTok was lonely for 12 hours while it was dark in the U.S. That's not a substitute for local news.
Yeah.
It's not a substitute for your local radio station talking about the issues that are important to you. Your local high school sports, whether from radio, TV, or a local newspaper. You know, local coverage is what counts. And Robin Tigerton is even jumping on early here saying it's sad seeing your local meteorologist being laid off. I love our meteorologists at WAOW in Wausau. They are excellent. What does Atlanta know about Wisconsin weather? Well said, Rob. Mm-hmm. And as far as TikTok, now you're not on TikTok, right?
I'm on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok?
I don't use it much, but, you know, if you want to find me on all the social medias, I am Greg Bach. But, yeah, I'm there.
Okay. No, he's not stating a fact.
I don't TikTok the way Pat Kreitlow TikToks. Holy cow.
That's his handle is yeah. I am Greg Bach.
But Pat, I am also Greg Bach. So.
But you are also, yeah. I mean, it's a nice coincidence that you got going there. But anyway, it went dark over the weekend and everybody, you know, some of the regular TikTokers were tearfully making their final videos like Instagram doesn't exist or Facebook or whatever, but it's TikTok. Oh God.
Listen to you being all grandpa about it.
And then, you know, so a banner would come up for a while over the weekend going, sorry, your app is not available in this area or something like that. 12 hours later, you go to TikTok and there's a banner there saying, thank you, President Trump, for your actions that will help keep TikTok on your phone. That, boys and girls, is called a scam.
Yeah.
TikTok didn't have to go dark. The law hadn't taken effect yet. They could have wrote it out, or they could have written it out. They could have, you know, done what they could to try to stall things. God knows, you know, the Donald Trump is a master of teaching people how to stall things. So it was a scam. They went dark for a while to say, oh, did you miss us? We're back. And look, this guy that we gave all this money to, who's going to let our CEO sit, you know, in a VIP seat at the inauguration, we're back because of him. No, you're not. You're back because it's a scam, and you knew that you could curry favor with a president, with your wealthy owner, with your wealthy company, the way the other tech bros have done. They've all, the billionaires who've given millions to Trump's inauguration to curry favor. Trump, who was opposed to TikTok, he wanted the ban. Then he started getting money, and now he's for it. Folks, we've been told that maybe we shouldn't talk so much about the word, you know, oligarchy. That oligarchy is just not a word that, you know, people use commonly, and that it's just going to throw people off. Don't worry, you will. You're going to get used to the word because it's not that tough to explain. When a handful of really, really wealthy individuals and companies exert control over more of our government and economy than the elected officials do, that's an oligarchy. And that's what we're facing right now. And the problem is Americans got too cute by half in their cynicism. We were a little cynical during Vietnam. We got more cynical after Watergate. We got more cynical through Iran-Contra and through all the other happenings out there in the world. But as our cynicism built up, it made us believe that there's nobody in government who isn't corrupt. And that's not true. And a whole lot of people try to prove that every day. But the cynicism about corruption has risen to such a level that it opened the door for someone who personifies it, doesn't even try to hide the corruption, saying it's okay that I'm corrupt and being influenced by billionaires because everybody would be like that. Everybody is not like that. But unfortunately, 77 million people, for various reasons, believed otherwise, and are giving Donald Trump the second chance that he hasn't earned. So we're going to tell you about what's happening that makes America look more like an oligarchy at times, including when one of your favorite apps goes dark for a while, unnecessarily. And that's not the last time something suspicious like that is going to happen. Hello, crypto scam. We'll get to that later on. We'll be back after this. You're up north.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
No market activity on inaugural day, Martin Luther King holiday in Chicago, but traders are going to be watching the new administration for some tax help. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a frigid Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, says one area to watch, used cooking oil. This market is something that's been driving green diesel fuel production for a little while now. Catch is, a lot of the used cooking oil that was going in as a feedstock was coming from outside the United States. And he says now the tax incentives on that foreign cooking oil coming to an end.
This plan was called 45Z, and this market's been waiting for this. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed well early in 2024. The administration kind of kept dragging it out until the very end here before they released some of those proposals. They came out also on Thursday and Friday last week with some base guidelines for those proposals. One of the big things in there was tax credits for used cooking oil imports were going to be not available.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Those cooking oil tax incentives, just one item that production agriculture and agribusiness paying attention to in calendar year 2025. I'll give you a quick recap on where numbers stand on the close coming up next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Friday, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged, while AA butter dropped a half a cent to $2.53 a pound. On Friday, we saw December new crop corn gain 3.25 cents to $4.56. November new crop beans were up 7 at $10.27 3/4. July wheat up a penny at $5.60 1/2. February class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 12 at $20.18. And March was up 6 at $19.94 a hundredweight. Again, markets idle today. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That cold weather advisory continues today, partly cloudy, 5 below for a high with a wind chill, minus 25 to minus 35. Tonight, down to 19 below with a wind chill to minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 2 below zero. We do warm up. By Wednesday, we'll get to 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Pat, you are muted.
Nope.
No, you're not.
No. Sorry, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm looking. It's right here. Did we have this? We had this discussion yesterday about my being in the studio there last Friday and how it messes with the buttons.
Yeah. All the gremlins come out when Pat's in Racine.
That's it. Yes. No, I'm here.
You're here.
I said we could use a little Jimmy Buffett today. And maybe that was the way it was on this day in 1977 when Jimmy released his seventh studio album. That's the title track, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. It is the album that also featured Margaritaville. The album peaked at number 8, his highest ranking album. Margaritaville peaked at number 8, his highest ranking entry on the Billboard singles chart. 6:35 is the time right now, and we'll see if we hear from Dr. Lierley at some point here this morning, but we will continue on our way, and we haven't hit sports yet, so let me give a mention of that. I did not really see much of the playoffs, but Greg, there is this very important note about the NFC North. All four teams in the NFC North, the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears, all won the same amount of playoff games this year.
Hold on.
I sent that to Dan Schumacher, and he felt immediately better. I know.
I cannot believe that the Lions lost.
I couldn't believe the Lions lost either, but so much for that very dominant NFC North.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dr. Lierley, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Kristen, longtime listener. But,
welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hi. Okay. I got to give Greg a big hug the other night.
That's right. You went to the Laughing Tap. Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was so much fun. What a blast! Thank you so much, Greg, for just like doing what you do. Because man, we had a great time.
I'm glad you had a great time. It was funny because it was a busy night, and the four of them walked in, and I was like introducing myself to Abe like face to face, and then it's Abe's girlfriend,
and then Rachel.
I introduced myself to her, and then to Craig, and then you just looked at me, go hug me.
I'm like, that checks out.
I'm like, all right.
So that was fun. Not bad.
Yeah. What a weekend, huh?
Yeah. Welcome back to Wisconsin.
Right. You want to talk about your vacation a bit? It'll help people feel warm. A little Jimmy Buffett, a little Kristen getaway.
Yeah, we were in Curacao, which is like, if you've heard of Aruba, it's one of those Dutch Antilles islands, super close to South America. Mm-hmm. And it was just paradise. It was 80 something degrees every day, and the sun was shining. And there was a tropical breeze, and it was exactly what I needed.
It's what anybody could need. Getting, it's a lot to spend just for a Facebook photo, but she does have, the Facebook profile photo now of, snorkeling in the Caribbean. Uh-huh. Yeah. A photo that you take underwater.
Yeah.
It's a lot to go through for a Facebook profile photo, but I'd say it was worth it.
It was. And to be there and see, you think about like the impact of what we are doing on our climate and on the environment, and to see this paradise and look at the coral, because there's lots of snorkeling that you can do and lots of fish,
right.
But the coral doesn't look healthy.
No, and the coral's bleaching. Yeah,
it's really bleaching. And you go to the other side of the island and there's just plastic, like tons of plastic washing up in these beautiful places every day. It's so sad. And it really makes you think about the impact that we all personally have on the world, but what we need to do globally, especially in a time when we know that things are shifting in the other direction in our country. Yeah.
During my 3 years on Grand Cayman, I was a member of a Sunrise Rotary Club. And once every month, 2 months, whatever, I can't remember now, but there'd be a beach cleaning, and then other groups too. The beach was cleaned more often than that. It is a depressing amount of stuff that floats ashore, whether it's from, you know, cruise ships or just other boats or just garbage that's been dumped anywhere that's been carried over the years. So much garbage, you know, that has to be picked up and toted away. And of course, I'm sure people have seen other more impoverished places that can't do beach cleanup, and the beaches just look like a landfill. And it's just hard to believe that that's what we're doing. Between that, the bleaching of the coral, the sargassum, which is like this seagrass, which is, I mean, it's just building up exponentially. And then that lands on the beaches and makes the beaches all stinky. And I'm making it sound like the Caribbean is not a beautiful place. It is. But you're absolutely right. There's just so much damage we collectively are doing that I don't think people appreciate.
It reminds you of the impact that you have and the responsibility that you have. And I think on a day like today, when a lot of us are feeling pretty heavy about the inauguration and the shift that we're going to be seeing in our country, we can't do anything about what's happening on a federal level. Personally, it feels very helpless, but we can do things on an individual level. And this is the conversation we were having in Door County yesterday when all these folks showed up, over 100 folks showed up with the Indivisible Chapter, wanting to do something, wanting to be part of something, wanting to be part of a future that is sustainable and what we want to see. And it was so cool to see all of this collective energy that was positive and bright and moving in a really neat direction. So it's there, folks. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. We can do this.
It is. And it starts with each individual. And it is so tempting to just go, well, my one little thing isn't going to make a difference. Well, then it never will. You know, it's you making a difference and somebody noticing that and then somebody noticing them and so forth. And it's the only way it builds. So when people talk about, oh, the U.S. Shouldn't do anything about climate and carbon emissions because other countries are doing it and we can't stop them. No, but you can lead by example. Mm-hmm. And that's what every one of us individually can do. And we were talking at the start of the show about, you know, individually dealing with what the next 4 years might be like here. Mm-hmm. And understanding that you shouldn't let it consume you all the time. But then, Kristen, the temptation is out there for people to say, oh, well, I mean, I guess it wasn't so bad then. You kept saying, you know, democracy's at stake and your hair was on fire. And now you're saying, okay, I guess we'll get through this. So was that all just a scare tactic? And it's like, no, again, that's not true either. It shouldn't consume you fully. But this is also not a nothing burger. There are things that are going to happen, much like the first time. You know, the first time through, people go, oh, the country survived. Did it kind of barely, you know, workplace rules were weakened. More construction workers were exposed to silica dust than needed to be. There was more wage theft than needed to be. There were a host of impacts. Not that any one of them is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. But you have to be mindful of all the ways that, you know, the cracks appear individually and the differences that we make happen individually. And we've got to find that right balance in all of our lives starting today.
It isn't all or nothing. It is all of those little nuances. And that's why I'm so grateful for you, Pat, because you bring so much of this stuff to our attention and you help us have these conversations that otherwise, like, we all saw the TikTok thing. I mean, so many of us are on TikTok, but to hear you explain it in the way that you did, that it is a scam, I think all of us understood that something wasn't right here. I mean, Trump isn't the president yet. So to see them really like bending the knee, kissing the ring, we knew that that wasn't right, but to hear you explain it the way that you did and put it into context, and then to be able to have that conversation about it, just really helps you put it in a place where you can deal with it as one more of those things that feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, when we talked in the last half hour about oligarchy and like, well, should we even use that word? And I would contend, yeah, get used to it. But the other one is monopoly, which for many of us is a board game. You know, when we thought of monopolies, you thought of, you know, Standard Oil 100 years ago or AT&T, you know, 50 years ago. The fact of the matter is, I mean, people think a monopoly means like one company controls everything. And while that may be the technical definition, my point is that when you have these companies and these executives that run them getting so big that you only have got a handful of them to go through, the answer is competition. This is something Hans Breitenmoser talks about all the time from the farm standpoint, that farmers don't have competition for their product, so they don't get the prices they deserve, and consumers end up paying more than they have to. It's really all about whatever we can do to promote competition. The Biden administration did that for 4 years. Now, they fell short. We can talk about Democratic messaging some other time. My point being, looking forward, we should be alert to the ways that competition is being stifled and look for the ways where we can encourage competition. You know, shift your business to that up-and-coming underdog company or something like that, because otherwise, I mean, I like this word, the bro-ligarchy is only going to build from here.
And thinking about attention, you know, one of the things about TikTok and Facebook and X and all of the major platforms is they are captivating us. They have our attention. And nobody is better at using that than soon to be President Trump. The Republicans have been incredibly effective at getting our attention by doing crazy things. And it's been acceptable for them to do that. And we just kind of, you know, shake it off. Even if you talk with someone from Mega World about things like mass deportations or things that we know are going to have a huge impact on us personally, they say, ah, he's not going to do that. He's just trying to get your attention. Democrats can't do the same thing. We can't get crazy and say ridiculous things because we say truthful things and we believe in facts. So it really is a complicated situation for us to deal with TikTok and all of these social media platforms that are just spoon feeding us things that we're not even thinking about. We're just consuming it, all of us.
And I'm glad you're reminding me to tell people once again about, you know, sideshows versus substance. You know, Greenland is a sideshow. Panama is a sideshow. There's a lot of sideshows. And I hate to say this, but starting today or tomorrow, there's going to be mass immigration raids because Trump wants you to see unhappy people, crying families, because it looks like he's cracking down. That, too, is a sideshow because it gets a little bit of attention. It's not the same as actual immigration reform. It's not the same as actual border security. And so if I could get that message through to everybody, just that one message is recognize what's a sideshow versus any substance that affects your grocery prices, your health care, your ability to get a job, anything like that. If we can get people to focus on the things that Trump and others talked about in the campaign and that stuff's not getting done, then they will be better off for having paid attention to that part and not falling for the sideshows.
Focus. That's the key. We have to focus. And by the way, I guarantee you the price of eggs is going up because of bird flu. A giant flock of chickens had to be culled in Georgia, where they do a lot of the chicken production. Yeah. We are about to see the skyrocketing price of eggs. And I don't know how people are going to react. I mean, obviously, it's going to be tough for everybody. But there are some huge things that Trump is going to have to deal with tomorrow, like the debt ceiling. That's tomorrow.
Yes.
I think when it comes to things like the egg prices and the prices of groceries, though, I think that they will deal with it by saying, well, that's Biden's fault. It's all because of Biden. He left us. That's his legacy. It's high egg prices.
And they'll take credit for all the things that he got done that continue to go on and go, look what we did. No, it was all there. It was just being rather ignored by media and others, you know, in the meantime. So we'll talk more about this throughout the course of the morning here with Kristen. Selena Heller is going to join us as well. First, really quick, let's check that sports that I promised you, you know, 15 minutes ago here. In the NFL playoffs, Washington upset Detroit, and Philadelphia beat the Rams. So it'll be Washington versus the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game next week. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans, and Buffalo beat Baltimore. And so it'll be Kansas City versus Buffalo in the AFC Championship game to see who goes to the Super Bowl. The Milwaukee Bucks beat Philadelphia last night, 123-109. Giannis had 34 points. The Bucks will next play on Wednesday at New Orleans. The Badgers beat USC on Saturday. They take on UCLA tomorrow. Marquette is at Seton Hall tomorrow. Today's history lesson coming up in just a bit. This is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You wanted it, you got it, the hottest band in the land.
Paul Stanley of Kiss has a birthday today. He is 73 years old today, co-founder, guitarist, lead singer. As part of today's history lesson, Selena Heller from Up North News joins us as well. No, actually, Whiskers and his tail join us right now, and Selena's somewhere in the background there.
I'm here.
All right. Let's see. I'm guessing your daughter does not have school today, either because of the holiday and or the weather.
Yeah, no school. I was reading, you know, more schools have off today for Martin Luther King Day. Of course, before it wasn't quite like that, but a lot of schools in Wisconsin have off today.
Yep. Well, good day. Timed out very well. Remember this one, 1982 on this day while performing in Des Moines, Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off a bat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, this seems odd. And it's one of those things where it cements a reputation, but, you know, really, at what price? I don't know. I don't know if that was a great idea. Director David Lynch passed away over the weekend. Today would have been his 79th birthday. I can't say I'm familiar with a lot of David Lynch stuff. Other people were posting like crazy how much they love David Lynch.
and his material. But, you know, Twin Peaks and things like that just wasn't quite
weird.
Yeah, weird. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
I saw Eraserhead after that. I'm like, I don't get any of this. I'm not smart enough for his movies.
Right.
Let's see. On this day in 1964, the Beatles released their first American album, Meet the Beatles.
One, two, three, five.
This is not the first track on the album. It was I Want to Hold Your Hand. It began climbing the charts 2 days before the album released. But, of course, it was far from the only hit. How's this for a birthday? Buzz Aldrin, 95 years old today. Whoa. Second man on the moon. And by the way, I do a better job of checking these things because I think I only got burned once. Where it's like, no, Pat, they died. Like, no, he's... I checked. Yesterday, he was still 94, so I'm assuming today he's 95.
Abraham Lincoln, 235 and looking great.
One of only 12 people ever to walk on the lunar surface.
If you believe it.
Happy birthday to singer John Michael Montgomery. He is 60 today.
I love this song so much.
Sometimes, you know, you hear it enough. I was working at a country station for a while. It's like when you realize I actually have memorized all the words, so that I can actually do this whole thing, you know?
Okay, go for it. Let's go.
This lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. Everybody's singing along now.
Hair, blue eyes.
Yep. Bill Maher is 69 today. Rainn Wilson from The Office is 59. Kellyanne Conway is 58. Nikki Haley is 53. Questlove, drummer from The Roots, is 54 years old today. On this day in 1958 came the debut album from teen heartthrob Ricky Nelson. He was 17 when this album dropped.
When did this come out?
This is 1958.
Okay.
That's right.
And now you can really see why the Beatles caught on when they showed up on the scene a couple of years later. It's January 20th, so a lot of presidential inaugurations, of course. JFK, 1961, becoming the youngest president at 43 and the first Catholic president. Barack Obama in 2009, Joe Biden in 2021. Kamala Harris became the first female vice president 4 years ago today. On this day in 1975, Bob Dylan released Blood on the Tracks. This was one of the big hits off that album. Tangled Up in Blue, I think, is my favorite Bob Dylan song. I don't know a lot of them, but it's one I really do like.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mentioned Jimmy Buffett, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. The album came out this day in 1977. The boy band scene was owned by the Backstreet Boys until this day in 1998 when NSYNC dropped their first single.
Somewhere, Pat's daughters are like, "What? What's playing right now?"
You know, they were much more Spice Girls than they were boy bands, I'm happy to say.
Girl power.
Yep. Dawson's Creek debuted on this day in 1998. We'll play that theme song later in the next hour. Bon Iver released Blood Bank, a four-track EP and follow-up to the hugely successful For Emma Forever Ago. The song Woods would later go on to be sampled by Kanye West on Lost in the World. It is, of course, Martin Luther King Day. It is also National DJ's Day. And we've got a DJ spinning the tunes right now. So
Wikipedia.
It is National Cheese Lovers Day.
And it's all of us.
Yes. It's National Penguin Day. It's an old Bugs Bunny cartoon. Penguins as practically chickens. Elementary School Teacher Day and National Coffee Break Day, which I think we could all use.
Yes.
Selena, I believe you probably sent me some notes or some audio about what we're going to talk to you about in the next hour. Here's where you refresh my memory.
Well, Kristen talks about Curacao, you know, and being there. And I talk about
tubing in Wisconsin and all the winter stuff.
Yes, you did. Yep. Oh,
opposite.
Yes. So polar opposites almost here.
North yeah. Polar opposites.
Yeah, I see what you did there. And we will, of course, talk more about the inauguration that's going on today, passing the torch. We'll get Brittany Merlot's forecast. We'll get a greeting from Tigerton as well, all coming up in the next hour. Kristen, you don't mind hanging around?
Happy to stick around.
Okay. Kind of figured you got you. Is it fair to say you owe us? We need to make good.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're paying her so much. For we are so happy whenever we can have you drop in, and we appreciate it very much. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald John Trump will be sworn in as the nation's 47th president at noon Eastern today to become the first president since Grover Cleveland in 1893 to serve two non-consecutive terms. And he has big plans for this one.
We're going to bring back law and order to our cities. We're going to restore patriotism to our schools, get radical left, woke ideologies the hell out of our military and out of our government.
Mr. Trump at a rally in Washington last night. He's expected to sign dozens of executive orders after he's sworn in, including one that will declare a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
Throughout his campaign, President-elect Trump claimed without evidence that people entering the nation illegally are criminals and worse, saying,
Mexico has to stop allowing millions of people